Soon after midnight, Canadore's support staff, represented by the Ontario Public Service Employees Union, OPSEU, learned that a deal was not reached between the union and the College Employer Council. With no deal, the union was in a position to legally strike. Picket lines went up at 6 a.m. See, no deal. College support staff on strike. Brandon Davis, president of OPSEU Local 658, which represents Canadore's support staff, was on the line this morning. He said many of his members stayed up to hear the announcement from the union's bargaining committee, wondering if the strike was to occur. Many members were anxious to find out what we're doing in the morning, if we'd be surveying sites for picketing, or if it would be business as usual, Davis recalled. We received the news around 12:30 last night that we are officially on strike, so we've mobilized our support staff at all of our campuses around North Bay to set up pickets. We want to see bargaining return to the table for a fair contract, Davis said. Canadore College remains open, and classes will continue. However, approximately 266 members of the local will not return to work until a new four-year contract is signed. City buses no longer stop directly at the college's entrance. Instead, they now stop near its south side driveway. Gord Young, the City of North Bay's communication officer, told Bay Today, "It has been the city's practice, during labor disruptions affecting the college and university campuses, to adjust bus stops and routes to maintain service and schedules while avoiding delays." Curtis Dunn, a strike captain, stood with about 15 other workers near the south side entrance. Asked about the general mood of the picketers, Dunn said, "It seems pretty good. This is just the first day, but I'm hopeful that we will reach an agreement." Davis shared the sentiment. "The mood today has been relatively optimistic. Nobody wants to be on strike, but everybody is ready to rise to the occasion." The College Employer Council, CEC, issued a statement early this morning. It stated, "The CEC enhanced its offer to the union bargaining team on September 9, while the union insisted on its poison pill demands that make a deal impossible. At a time when college enrollments and revenues are down by as much as 50%, OPSEU continues to insist on demands that are fiscally impossible." See, Canadore's support staff rally before bargaining deadline. CEC's CEO Graham Lloyd said of the union's demands that a complete ban on campus closures, college mergers and staff reductions could force colleges into bankruptcy. Lloyd continued, "CEC has repeatedly advised OPSEU that these types of demands simply can never be agreed to. They are more about broader political campaigns than the benefits we have proposed at the table for their members." The CEC proposed more than $145 million in wage and benefit improvements. However, the union's push for job security remains the sticking point. The union wants job security provisions that would guarantee all current positions throughout the duration of the contract, and CEC is unable or unwilling to guarantee that. OPSEU members working at all 24 Ontario publicly funded colleges are now on strike until contract terms can be agreed upon. Davis said, "This is a major disruption that I expect will be felt across all college departments." David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Bay Today, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.